for this show of love. And for this very warm welcome you've given us back. We've been away for almost 2 weeks, and we've had several meetings and discussions with various groups and people that I'm sure will be of benefit to Ghana. But let me thank those who held the fort while we're away, and to say that many good things will happen to Ghana. I continue to thank the Almighty God for keeping the disease Ebola out of our country. But let us continue to advocate for our neighboring countries that are affected by Ebola. Because there's a saying that if your neighbor's house is on fire, you have to help him to quench it. Otherwise, if you don't put it off in your neighbor's house, after it finishes consuming his house, the fire will spread to your house. And so our advocacy for the countries affected by Ebola has been listened to by the international community, and they are beginning to respond. Let us hope that the international response to Ebola would contain the disease so that it doesn't spread to other countries. While I've been away, we notice there's been some stabilization on the economic front. It is a very welcome development, but while we can see light of the, at the end of the tunnel, we are not out of the woods yet. I want to thank the Vice President and the team that have been negotiating with the IMF. We're going to go into a three-year program with the IMF, and it's my belief that Ghana's economy will become stronger and more robust than ever before in the history of this country. And so we need the cooperation of all Ghanaians as we begin this IMF program. And it is my hope that it will be the last time we'll have to go to the IMF again for any such program. This will be the IMF program to end all programs. Because aside from macroeconomic stability, we are looking at the transformation of the entire structure of our economy. And so let me thank you once again for coming out in your numbers. God bless us all. Eid Mubarak.